The resurrection clarifies all scripture truth. Among the Corinthian believers, some had gone so far as to deny the doctrine of the resurrection. Paul met this heresy with a very plain testimony regarding the unmistakable evidence of the resurrection of Christ. He was raised on the third day, after which he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. If there is no resurrection of the dead, Paul argued, then Christ has not been raised. If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain and your faith is in vain. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life we who are in Christ have only hope, we are of all men most to be pitied. I tell you a mystery, he declared. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable nature must put on the imperishable, and this mortal nature must put on immortality. The apostle sought to set before the Corinthian believers that which uplifts from the selfish and the sensual and glorifies life with the hope of immortality. My beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Thus the apostle spoke plainly, yet in love. Light from the throne of God was shining, to reveal the hidden sins that were defiling their lives. How would it be received? Paul dreaded a further alienation and sometimes longed to recall his words. Those who have felt responsible for churches or institutions can appreciate his depression and self-accusing. Servants of God who bear the burden of his work for this time know something of the same experience of labor, conflict, and anxious care. Burdened by divisions in the church, realizing the peril of churches that harbored iniquity, compelled to bear a searching testimony and reproof of sin, Paul was at the same time weighed down with fear that he might have dealt with too great severity. With anxiety he waited to receive some tidings as to the reception of his message.